Hey, this is Leo for Actualized.org, and in this video we're doing something a little bit different. Now, I've been getting some requests from people asking me about supplementation. I've been giving you guys some recommendations about nutrition and what you should be doing there, and also people have been asking about what kind of supplements should you take. And I think I'm a good person to ask because I've been taking a lot of supplements lately. A few years ago, I really got involved with biohacking, which is the idea that you can start to optimize your body in various ways through nutrition and fitness and other little life hacks. You can start to optimize your body to give you the best performance for work and for life. And you can also start to optimize your mind as well, so your cognitive performance. I really got interested by this idea that you can optimize cognitive performance and actually become more creative, increase your IQ, become sharper, become more clear-minded, become more conscious through various things you can do besides just mental work. So I give you guys a lot of ideas about personal development work that you can do, which is all going on inside your psyche. But there's also stuff you can do on the outside, stuff you can do physically with your body, and stuff you can do physically with your brain, which aids you in doing that. And I am excited about finding every little possible optimization that I can. So in an effort to do that, I really got involved with supplements, and I started researching them and started taking a little bit of supplements here and a little bit of supplements there, until eventually I got to the point where I'm taking all of these. Look at this. This right here, this is all the supplements that I take every day, and this is, I counted about 25 bottles, so that's about 25 different supplements here. Now, this is a little bit overkill. I don't recommend you take this many. I did this for some very specific reasons. First of all, I was kind of experimenting. Second of all, I had a thyroid issue. I had a low thyroid. And because of that, I started researching causes of thyroid, and one of the concerns that I found was that there could be various insufficiencies with vitamins and minerals. And so I started to go through this trial and error process of trying different vitamins and minerals and seeing if they improved my energy, improved my mood. When you have a low thyroid, the symptoms of that are really sleepiness, grogginess, low energy, not wanting to work as hard, lack of motivation, problem controlling body temperature because your thyroid controls your metabolism. And so I wanted to find a natural solution to this. And I started doing a lot of research and kind of went down this deep little rabbit hole of supplementation. What I thought I would do with you guys here is I would take you through each one of the supplements that I take, explain it a little bit, and as I'm going through, you're going to get some insights into how to supplement properly. And let's just crack into that. But before we do, let me show you what this actually looks like. One of the things that I did, and this is a really good little just time-saving technique, is you get a large pill box. Because when you get this many supplements, it just became too big of a hassle every day to open 25 bottles and pull one out. And what I found myself doing was not taking my supplements. So what I found as a solution is you get a pill box. And I got one originally that was significantly smaller. And it was so small that I could only fit a couple of different supplements into it. And so I had to go on Amazon and specifically find the largest pill box constructed by man. And this is it. And this guy can probably fit 100 pills. I haven't even really filled half of it. But let me just show you what it kind of looks like when we're talking about these supplements. So it kind of looks like that as far as quantity goes. And some of these supplements you take double pills of because you just need more of them than one. So that's about right. And so I take a handful of those every day. Let's get into each supplement, and I'm going to go through and I'm going to tell you the ones that are more iffy and probably ones that you don't really need to take. And I'm going to tell you some other ones that are pretty essential and I think that everyone should take because there's actually some solid science behind them. And the first one that we should start off with that fits that bill is, where is it? Yes. Omega-3. So omega-3 fish oil. This one is probably the number one supplement that you should be taking. Everyone should be taking. The ratio of omega-3s to omega-6s in your body is directly correlated to the disease that you experience and inflammation and cardiovascular health and all sorts of other nasty problems. So if you're eating the standard American diet, which is just garbage and complete shit, then you have a ratio of omega-6s to omega-3s that's totally out of whack. That means you have so many omega-6s and so little omega-3s that is destroying your body from the inside out, pretty much. So you obviously want to clean up your diet, but you also want to supplement with a high-quality omega-3 supplement. And this one has 500 EPA and 250 DHA, and that comes as two pills. So you take two of these to get the daily dose. You take two of these per day. And this one comes from, I don't know what this is coming from cod liver oil or something like that. Okay, so this is like from sardines and anchovies and mackerel. So you want to make sure it's a really highly filtered source of omega-3, because fish can contain various toxins and mercury and other stuff. So you want to make sure that this is highly filtered. Buy a high quality one. And even better is you might want to invest in krill oil. Krill oil is a source of omega-3 that's the highest quality that you can get, but it tends to be a little pricey. So this is just regular fish oil. So that one I recommend you definitely take. The next one I think that is important is vitamin C. Vitamin C right there. This is 100 milligrams per pill. So this is what a pill looks like. You take one of these, that's 100 milligrams. So I take one of these a day. Vitamin C is good for strengthening your immune system. Basically, it makes all the chemical processes in your body run smoother. And this will help you from catching colds, if you catch colds a lot. It will help you from some of the aches and pains that you have. So this one is good. I definitely recommend you take it, especially if you're having a cold or you feel a cold coming on. I'll start taking these in large quantities. Like I'll start taking 5 or 10 a day. You can take a lot of vitamin C without overdose. It's not something that is going to stay in your body. It's going to flush out. And your body can actually utilize a lot of vitamin C. So this is good stuff. And this brand, this Solaray brand, what's nice about it is that these are two-stage time-release capsules. So this is a more expensive brand. But what's good about it is that it releases in stages. So it's going to release in one stage when it gets in your stomach, and then it'll still stay not completely dissolved, and then hours later when it goes into your like lower intestines, it will dissolve again a second time. So this gives you a more steady and consistent flow of that vitamin C rather than just getting one big hit of it. This will stay with you for the whole day. So that's a nice little extra feature of that one. The next one I'm going to recommend is, well, let's see. I want to do them in order of importance for you guys. So it's going to be vitamin D3. This is a crucial, crucial, crucial vitamin that you, in fact, are probably right now lacking. And you might be severely lacking in it. And when you lack in it, you get all sorts of problems, energy problems, just bad stuff starts to happen. So what you want is you want to actually get a blood test for vitamin D3 at your doctor's office. And you should do this every year. It's a simple test. It'll cost about $50. But what it'll tell you exactly what your D3 level is, because it is possible to have too much D3. Although that's probably not the case for you unless you're taking extraordinary quantities of supplements. Because the way vitamin D3 is synthesized in your body is through sunlight contacting your skin. And since most of us are not out in the sun very often, what happens is that we don't get enough natural vitamin D3, and vitamin D3 is not found in foods. So that means that you either go out into the sun more or you start taking supplements. And I recommend taking a large dose. The recommended doses that most websites out there or books are telling you about are too low. That's why you need to get tested, because I am taking this. Look, this is one pill is 5,000 IUs, which is already a lot, but I take two of these a day. So that's 10,000 IUs. Now, that's way above all the recommendations, but I actually get my D3 tested and I'm a little bit low. I'm not low, but I'm on the low end of the normal range. So that means that I could still be taking even more of it. This is what it looks like. It's a really small pill, so it's easy to swallow that sucker. But definitely check yourself there, especially if you're having any sort of energy problems or health problems. You want to make sure that your D3 level is solid. All right, the next one I'm going to recommend, and this one is actually probably my favorite of all. This is one of the miracle discoveries that I found in the last 2 years. This is my well-kept little secret, is called maca. Maca. Maca root. So this is a root from South America, I believe, and it's called an energizing herb, but actually what it does is it acts to boost your libido. So this is really good for reproductive health. And oh my God, does it work. It works so powerful. This is like natural Viagra. So this works actually for both men and for women. And I stumbled upon this and I was reading the reviews on Amazon for this vitamin or for this maca supplement. And most of the reviews are actually there from women who are having problems with their reproductive system or menstruation problems, irregular periods, other stuff like that. And so they say that taking this helps. And but it's also great for men because it makes you ridiculously horny. It gives you a super strong sex drive. When you take this, your woman is going to be pleased. What you can do in bed on this is ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. So I think it just beyond that, I think it's just healthy for you because this is natural. This is not like Viagra. It's not a chemical. So this is going to not only just make you more energetic and more vigorous, it's also going to just strengthen your immune system, make sure that everything is firing on all cylinders for you. I recommend this for men and for women, at least one a day. This is 500 milligrams, and it's just a normal-sized pill, so I'm not going to show it to you. What else? Vitamin A. Vitamin A. I love vitamin A. This is another one that I love because I can actually feel the effect of it. What this one does for me, I don't have good vision. I actually wear contacts, and even when I wear my contacts, I'm not at 20/20 vision because it's hard to focus in contacts if you get a really strong prescription. So what this does is this actually improves my vision when I take it. I can feel my vision get sharper when I'm on vitamin A. So if you have vision problems or you have problems with your eyes, then definitely start to take this stuff. Now, vitamin A, you got to be a little bit careful with because you can overdose on it. So ideally, you want to get blood tests for it. I don't get blood tests for it, but I just make sure that I'm not really going overboard. Although I do take a pretty high dose. This one I take here is 10,000 IUs. I found that that's a safe dose to take without having to really do blood tests. And this vitamin A comes from fish liver oil, which is actually important because if you get vitamin A that comes from a plant source, and many of the vitamin A's out there do come from plant sources, then they are not going to have the same effect as an animal-based vitamin A. They're really different compounds. So you want to make sure that you're getting one that's coming from really some sort of fish liver oil, ideally. So that one is great. Let's see, what else do I like? Magnesium. Magnesium is important, especially if you're having any sort of issues with your bowel movements. Especially if you have constipation problems, then magnesium is really going to help you out. I know when I was really doing heavy paleo and I was eating very low carbs, I was having some issues with digestion, and magnesium really, really helped me out. Until I stumbled upon this, I was really having a lot of difficulty. So magnesium will just make everything kind of flow through your system very nicely. And this is just like one of those natural elements that you need. And you need quite a lot of it. And that means that I take 6 of these pills a day. 6 of these guys. Magnesium is kind of like a big molecule, so you need a lot of these pills to really get the daily dose that you want. And what's important about this is that you want to get a magnesium source. There are various forms of magnesium. You want to get one that's chelated. What that means is that it's a more bioavailable form of the molecule than other forms. And that means that it's going to be actually absorbed by your intestines easier. This is actually a common theme among all the supplements here, is that you want to make sure that you get forms of these supplements that are highly bioavailable. Because a lot of the cheaper brands, a lot of the cheap stuff that you will get at Walmart or one of the grocery stores, what's going to happen there is that yes, you're saving some money, but you're actually wasting money because what you're getting is you're getting a non-bioavailable form of it. And that means that most of it is going through your system and it's not being absorbed. And there, that means you really are wasting a lot of your money. So what I found is important is to get chelated magnesium. All right. So what is next? Dun, 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 dun. Okay, here's a good one. EGCG. What is EGCG? It's an extract from green tea. And it's basically giving you a lot of antioxidants. So green tea has been studied in a lot of research, and it's been shown that green tea, drinking just a cup of high-quality natural green tea every day, helps with antioxidants and giving you anti-aging and all sorts of health benefits. So the next best thing, unless you're going to drink a cup of green tea every day, is perhaps to take it in a pill form. It's not quite clear whether the pill form is as effective as actually drinking the tea. So ideally, you actually would drink a cup of green tea, and I've actually been doing that. So that's nice, but you can also take it in pill form. This is 400 milligrams. Recommend that one as well. All right, what else we got? Natural resveratrol. Okay, what is that? Resveratrol. Resveratrol is good for cardiovascular support and also antioxidants and anti-aging. And this is coming from grapes. This is coming from the compound in red wine that studies have been showing has actually been having a good positive effect on heart health and anti-aging. Well, if you take that and you take the wine out of it and you take all the alcohol out of it and you reduce it and you just get the resveratrol, which is the key compound, then you can get it as a pill form. This is 200 milligrams. And so that might be something that you're interested in. What else do I have here? Ooh, I like this one. Okay. This one is called astaxanthin. A little hard to pronounce, astaxanthin. And the brand of it is called BioAstin. So I recommend the brand, and the supplement itself is called astaxanthin. What is that? This is actually one of the most potent antioxidants that's been found, and it's like potent by a factor of 100 greater than other antioxidants. And what this is, if you know anything about salmon, and you know that salmon has pink flesh, the reason that salmon has pink flesh, at least the wild salmon, that is because it eats little krill and other shrimp and little fish from the sea, which give it that red coloration. And that red coloration is the astaxanthin. So if you're eating salmon, a high quality source of wild Alaskan salmon that's not contaminated by mercury, then you're getting some astaxanthin there. But what this company did is they actually found a way to develop it from various algae. So they farm algae and then they extract astaxanthin from it somehow, and they give you this very pure, very highly concentrated form of it. And this is supposed to be just an overall awesome antioxidant, one of the most powerful ones out there. So that's why I like it, and I take a really high dose. I take 12 milligrams, and it comes in a black pill that looks kind of cool like this. A little pill, not too hard to swallow. The other nice thing that I like about it, if you're fair-skinned like me and you burn easily in the sun, supposedly, I haven't proved this myself, but supposedly this acts as a natural sunscreen. So it makes your skin actually resistant to sunburn, which I find really cool if that is true. I haven't really tested it myself yet. Okay, what else do we have? I'm going to go through and give you just some kind of just basic minerals. For example, copper. That's kind of like an essential mineral. You might be missing it, so you might want to supplement. Also, zinc. Make sure you're getting your zinc in a absorbable form. I get zinc picolinate. It's also just kind of a basic mineral. What else do we got? We've got vitamin K. No, vitamin K is here. Okay, vitamin K. So this is a K2 complex. So it's a mix of vitamin Ks. It's got vitamin K1 and K2. And this is good also if you're lacking in vitamin K. You might get a blood test for that and check. What else do we got? Manganese, also kind of just a basic element that you might be missing. Then we've got megafolonic. So this is folonic acid. This is actually a more bioactive form of folic acid. And folic acid is something that you really shouldn't be taking from what I've read. So folonic acid is better. So this is something you might be interested in. Iron. Now, iron you have to be careful with because you don't want too much iron in the blood. It'll actually cause cancer. So you want to be careful with this. Women should be supplementing iron because they're menstruating every month. For men, iron supplementation usually not required unless you have heavy bleeding for some reason. But actually, I found my blood test showed a little bit low iron, and that's related to low thyroid. So I figured that I would supplement a little bit with it. It's not something you want to be taking constantly. This is something you take when you need it. And the form of iron I take here is called ferrochel, which is actually important because iron is hard for your body to absorb. So you want to get the most bioavailable form that you can possibly get. All right, next, what do we got? Rhodiola. You've probably heard of that one. It's a pretty popular herb. Rhodiola is an aptogenic herb, and what it does is it kind of smooths out your cortisol levels and your hormones, and it gives you energy, and it really stabilizes your energy, so your energy is nice and consistent and high. So check that one out if you're having energy issues and sleepiness issues. The other one that's nice is selenium. Now, this is a basic element that your body needs, and sometimes we don't get enough of it. It is possible to overdose on selenium, so don't take too much. I take 200 milligrams, 200 micrograms a day. That's one of these pills. And that's it. Don't take too much of it. What else? Okay, here's a little one. This one is called pterostilbene, kind of like a pterodactyl. Kind of a weird name. What this is it's actually an even better version of resveratrol. This is extracted from grapes, from the seeds of red grapes. And this is like the, supposedly, the ultimate compound that is responsible for all the health benefits of wine. So that one is even better than resveratrol. What else do we have here? I've got vitamin B6, except this is the best form of it, and it's called P5P, pyridoxal 5-phosphate. So it's a form of vitamin B6 that's the most bioavailable, and this is just if you have low B6. What else do I have here? Super biocurcumin. This is a cool one. So curcumin, that's the active ingredient in turmeric, and turmeric actually has been shown to have a lot of positive benefits on colon health and the digestive system. And really, turmeric and curcumin have been used for millennia in, you know, Indian cultures and Asian cultures in the East. So this is an awesome one because it prevents colon cancer and other nasty things like that, and just makes your digestive system good. So the trick with curcumin, though, is that it's really difficult for your body to absorb it, and so most forms of curcumin, like 80% of it doesn't get absorbed. It just comes out of your system. And of course, that's a waste of money and you're not getting any of the benefit. So what I got is I got super biocurcumin. This is actually a patented new form of curcumin that's been specifically designed for high bioavailability, and most of this, like 80% or 90% of it, gets absorbed. So this is worth the investment, even though it costs a little more. All right, the next is My Community Host Defense. All right, what is this? This is a combination of 15 different exotic mushrooms, and it's supposed to help your immune system. So the mushrooms listed here include all sorts of weird things, but the more familiar ones are maitake, reishi, lion's mane, shiitake. So there's a lot of mushrooms here. There's literally like 15 different types, and they're all blended together. And this comes from Paul Stamets. He's kind of he's a mushroom expert. And this is recommended by him for improved immune system. I take these when I'm having a cold. People say that this helps them get over colds faster. So you might want to check that one out. What else do we have? Extra strength ginkgo biloba. So you've probably heard of this. This is a classic herb that helps with mental function and memory. And this is actually one of the ones that I really was interested in because I'm always interested the most in anything that will improve my cognitive performance. So this is supposed to improve just clear thinking and memory. What else do we have? Huperzine A. That's another one that's for your brain. This one is supposed to improve learning and memory. Might want to check that one out. Acetyl L-carnitine. That is also one for your brain. That's a chemical that your brain uses to run more smoothly. And so this is going to give you sharper, clearer thinking. It's a 500 milligram tablet. And the final two, we've got beta-glucan. This is a cool one because I heard a lecture by one guy that was talking about how farmers What they'll do, farmers and ranchers who mass produce cattle and feed cattle a lot of corn in order to get the most yield from the cow at the least cost, what that ends up doing is that ends up sickening the cow, because literally what's happening is that they're feeding the cow the lowest possible quality of food, and so that cow can barely live on that food. And so they feed it just the right quantity of food and the quality of food so that that cow can live just enough days for it to get slaughtered. If it had to live any more than that, it would die naturally because of the horrible food that they feed it. So in order to actually make that happen, what they do, because the cows get diseases and all sorts of problems, what they do is farmers will buy by the ton load, literally by the ton, they will buy beta-glucan, and they will feed it to the cows because this helps the cow's immune system and it helps them live long enough to actually get slaughtered. So the farmers know that this works, and they use it by the ton load to feed it to their cattle to keep it alive. And what is beta-glucan exactly? Well, it's a complex polysaccharide. So it's composed of glucose molecules extracted and purified from cell walls of common baker's yeast. So it's kind of like a form of sugar, but apparently somehow it helps your immune system. And last is an interestingly called herb called Gymnema sylvestri. And I got interested in this one because supposedly what it does is it supports your glucose metabolism, and it helps even out your blood sugar, and it reduces sugar cravings. I actually got on this when I was eating very strict paleo, and I was doing super, super low carbs. I was under 50 grams of carbs per day, and if you've ever tried that, it's really difficult because almost everything has carbs in it, and you also start to get cravings for sugar because everything you're eating has no sugar in it. So to do that, I started taking this to see if it would reduce my sugar cravings. All right, so that is it. That's about 25 different supplements. I've already showed you what they look like in my pill box, and I just take them all every day. That's about it. Ultimately, what you want to remember from this, you don't want to probably get this deep. First of all, this is expensive, right? This is 25 different supplements, and these need to be replaced every month. So what does this cost? This costs about $140 per month to maintain this. That's pretty big expense. So don't do it unless you have reasons. I had some important reasons because I was working out my thyroid, and honestly, I'll probably scale back on some of these because some of them, I don't know, I don't really feel the effects, so I'm not sure if they're working or not, and it is an expense that, I don't want to be spending money on something that isn't working. But there's also the case to be made that this is your health, and if you have viable research that shows that this is something that's important to you, that's going to help you, then I say go out and do it and spend the money, because you're wasting that money elsewhere anyways. Instead, invest it in your health. Make sure that you're living healthy. And I think the most important for you guys, if you're just kind of a layman and you're not going to get too heavy into biohacking, then I would just recommend a couple of these. I would say definitely the omega-3. Have a high-quality vitamin C. Maca. Everyone should be taking maca. This is gonna make you so much happier in the bedroom. And what else do I recommend? Definitely vitamin D3. Super critical. I also think vitamin A is good for eye health. And I would recommend anastaxin because this is the highest antioxidant that there is known to man. And if you're going to take an antioxidant, this is the one that you should be taking. As far as the rest of them, I would say, hold off. Unless you have good reasons, then don't take them. Unless there's blood work or you have energy problems or something like that. I think magnesium is also a good one to recommend generally because it helps with digestion. So really, you don't need to go all out and be crazy. You can just pick the ones that you need. And then if you find yourself getting more involved and looking for ways to really optimize yourself and maybe look into enhancing your brain function, then you can try some of these other ones. And there's literally hundreds of others out there. I think the key tips are, A, do your research. Okay, make sure you do the research and you understand each supplement you take. As you can see here, like I didn't prepare for this talk. I did so much research on these supplements over the summer that I know them all by heart. I know exactly what they do. I know the quantities, the volumes, etc. So make sure that that's what's happening. Don't just take a supplement not knowing what it's doing. Also, Point B is that I want you to find the most high quality supplements that you can. Not necessarily the most expensive, but the high quality ones. Make sure that this is a bioavailable form of the supplement and that it has good reviews. And this is something that there's been studies on. So that point. And the next point I would make is, the next tip I actually have for you is, use Amazon.com to research supplements. I found this is an awesome tip. What you do is you just go and you search your supplement, and then you can look at all the different brands and look at the reviews. And people there will tell you a lot of anecdotal evidence about how it's working for them, what kind of problems it's solving for them. And I found that's a good way to do research. The problem is that actual science on this stuff right now is pretty limited. Aside from stuff like fish oil and maybe vitamin C and vitamin D, there's just not that much evidence out there. Just the state of nutrition science and health science right now is quite limited. So we're very much in the dark ages, I feel. And maybe 50 or 100 years from now, all this stuff will be really figured out and we'll know exactly what every one of these does or does not do. But right now, you're just kind of gambling a little bit. None of these are going to hurt you. Not if you get a decent source of it. I mean, I've been taking this stuff for a couple of years now, and there's no negative effects from it. It's just that you might be kind of wasting your money, wasting your time. So start with the ones that really have give you a bang for your buck, and the rest of them, you have to experiment. You have to really become a biohacker, and you have to look and see, will this actually improve your mood, will improve your energy, will improve your libido, or digestion problems, or whatever else you have. So you just gotta have to go out and try this stuff out. All right, this is Leo. I'm going to be signing off. This is what I've actually been waiting to shoot this video for a long time because friends have been asking me about what I take supplement-wise. So this is it right here. I'm signing off. Please leave me your comments down below. Like this and share this. Spread this around. Maybe you can get other people into supplementation. And, of course, check out our free newsletter at actualize.org where I release more videos that really talk about how to master your life. How to understand your psychology. Sometimes I'll be going into nutrition and other stuff like that, but generally nutrition and supplements are not my forte. This is something I kind of dabble in on the side, but really my forte is getting you to live an extraordinary kind of life. And I think to do that, the reason I'm talking about it here, this nutrition stuff, is because, well, you need a healthy body and you need a healthy brain in order to have a healthy mind, in order to really develop a high quality psychology, and in order to master everything that you're doing in your life and to have really high performance and to be out there living on your edge. You can't do that if you're sick. You can't do that if you're tired. You can't do that if you have digestion problems. You can't do that if you have cancer. You can't do that if you have anything else, if you're impotent. You're just missing out on a lot of the awesome stuff in life. So that is why you want to follow us. Check out actualize.org. The newsletter is free. When you sign up, you can also get 2 exclusive bonuses. You get an exclusive 19-part video series on how to bust your top limiting beliefs that are keeping you from living an extraordinary life. And you can also sign up and win 2 hours of free coaching with me, which I give away to one of my subscribers every month.